I was actually reflecting on that before giving this speech, and I do remember asking a lawmaker on our show, a Republican, saying, do you think that the American people will vote for a multi-millionaire, and at that point, Mitt Romney, in times of real economic troubles? That certainly was what the Republicans in the primary were going after, was, you know, even they went, he's out of touch, he doesn't understand, et cetera, et cetera. And what strikes me is how little changed from a year and a half ago when we started and where we ended up, in the sense that the Romney campaign sold him as a guy who can get things done and a businessman. President Obama was selling it as, do you really want to go back to the guy that belongs to the party that got us in this economic difficulty? And that's where he ended. So despite all the kind of ups and downs that went with this campaign, it was a pretty steady message.
Now, I gather, Candy, that you were at the Romney headquarters on election night. Heading into the election, the Romney campaign was expressing a lot of optimism, despite polls suggesting President Obama was likely to win. What was it like to watch that crowd on what was obviously a very disappointing night for them?
It was, and part of the reason I was talking to our pollster about this afterwards, and I said, they were so sure they were going to win. Even that night when people were calling Ohio, they were going, no. You know, we're still pulling the numbers. It's not true, et cetera. And so I was trying to our pollster about what went on here. Were we being spun? But from what we can tell, they actually did believe those numbers because they based them on what the turnout was like in 2010, which was an off-year election and was a very good year for Republicans. The Republicans did not think that the African-American vote and the youth vote would come out in the numbers that they did for President Obama. And so they were basing it on different numbers, and they totally believed that they were going to win. It made that night exceptionally hard for them because they really were, until the very end, thinking that Mitt Romney was going to win.
Now, I do want to talk a bit about your experience as a debate moderator. Of course, there was a lot made of you being only the second woman to do that. Do you think there is still a glass ceiling for women in journalism?
I think there's still a glass ceiling for women everywhere. I do. And I think that the world or the country gets to a point where the only thing that really changes is that time takes care of things, that you can't make laws to make people kind of pick differently or see things differently, that, you know, that generationally people change. What are we seeing now? We're seeing that women are more than half the vote. We're seeing that women also are, you know, in med schools and law schools and all of that. But yet you look at the Senate and what, you know, we have a lot of women there now, but it's like 19. Well, women are over half the population, and there's 100 senators. So these things take a while. I remember when there were no women in the Senate. So it is now, I think, more a matter of time passing than of laws passing.
And finally, you know, there's a lot of talk about how divisive politics have become. And I just wonder if, as a political reporter, I'm sure you're a political junkie, but do you get fatigued with that at a certain point?
Yeah, I think it's a shame. And in fact, I gave a talk about this not too long ago. And I think that part of what happens is that we have come to extrapolate from people's votes or from their sentences why it is they're doing that. We're judging people's motivations. So a person, you know, no longer just votes against this or that because that's what they believe. It's because they're, you know, they think this. It's because they hate old people or don't care about rich people or, you know, so once you subscribe motivation to someone, which you can't possibly know, by the way, I think that's when it becomes very divisive. And I think it's regrettable because I don't sense that that's how we are individually. It's just somehow the whole is more divisive than the individuals that make up the whole.
Well, thank you so much, Candy, for your time.
Thank you.